Penguin Random House Audio presents A Quiet Company of Dangerous Men, The Forgotten British Special Operations Soldiers of World War II, by Shannon Monaghan. Read for you by George Waitman. For Imogen. All men dream, but not equally. Those who dream by night, in the dusty recesses of their minds, wake in the day to find that it was vanity. But the dreamers of the day are dangerous men, for they may act their dream with open eyes to make it possible. This I did. T. E. Lawrence, Seven Pillars of Wisdom. A Note on Spelling. The men in this book ranged in their rich lives across places that have since seen changes in borders, governance, and even language. As such, the spellings and even choices of names are not necessarily obvious. In all things, I have aimed for both familiarity and clarity. In the printed version of this book, I have given preference to spellings contemporaneous with the times to avoid aggressive intervention in the original source material. But the making of such choices is an imperfect science, and, as Edward Gibbon wrote of the same conundrum, in these and in 1,000 examples, the shades of distinction are often minute, and I can feel where I cannot explain the motives of my choice. Cast of Characters. Julian Amory. An SOE officer, Amory was dropped into Albania in 1944 with Billy McLean, a former Eton classmate of his, and David Smiley. Peter Kemp. A Spanish Civil War veteran, Kemp served in the Commandos and in SOE. Billy McLean. Originally an officer in the Royal Scots Greys and later in SOE, McLean served in Abyssinia and led the Consensus missions into Albania. David Smiley. An officer in the Royal Horse Guards, Smiley served in North Africa and the Middle East before dropping into Albania with SOE. In Albania and Yugoslavia. Josip Tito Broz. The leader of the communist partisans in Yugoslavia. He became that country's dictator. Edmund Trotsky Davies. A career officer with experience on the northwest frontier, Davies was dropped to McLean and Smiley to oversee the expanding missions in Albania. Alan Hare. A cavalry officer serving in SOE, Hare was dropped into Albania with Davies. John Hibberdine. Peter Kemp's partner in Kosovo, Hibberdine was an SOE officer who also served on the Kra Isthmus with Billy Moss. Enver Hoxha. Leader of the Albanian Communist Party, he later became dictator of Albania until his death in 1985. Mehmet Hoxha. Of no relation to Enver, he was head of the Kosovar Communists, a group known as the Kosmet. Bill Hudson. An SOE officer whom Amory delivered to Montenegro by submarine. He was also Peter Kemp's companion in Beran and leader of their mission in Poland. Abbas Kupi. The Albanian warlord of the Mati, Kupi was the leader of the Zogists, those supporting the exiled King Zog. Frederick Nosi. A committed communist and Enver Hoxha's spy in McLean's camp in Albania. George Seymour. A cavalry officer, he jumped into Albania just ahead of Kemp, with whom he later shared a tent. Mehmet Shehu. The military mind behind the Albanian communists, Shehu was Enver Hoxha's second-in-command. Like Kemp, he was a veteran of the Spanish Civil War, but from the opposite side. King Zog. The wily, self-made king of the Albanians was exiled as a result of the Italian invasion in 1939. At the SOE staff office. Basil Davidson. A journalist by training, he was also an SOE officer and an associate of James Klugman's. Margaret Fanny Hasluck. An expert on Albania, she joined SOE early and was Amery's partner in establishing intelligence networks within the country. Cleveland Mervyn Bolo Kebble. A disgraced military intelligence officer, he became head of SOE Cairo. James Klugman. A member of SOE's Cairo and Bari staff offices, Klugman was a committed communist and worked to shift British policy toward exclusive support of the communists in the Balkans. Philip Leek. A former schoolmaster in his 40s, Leek was head of SOE's Albanian country section. Elliot Watrous. Philip Leek's very young and inexperienced successor as head of SOE's Albanian country section. In Thailand. Aaron Bank. An American OSS officer dropped into Thailand in 1945. He actively supported the Viet Minh against the French. Edith Fournier. Francois Klotz's wireless operator, Fournier was a French officer who served in both France and Thailand. John Headley. The Mad Major and intelligence officer extraordinaire was an old Burma hand who fought with the Chindits and helped Smiley disarm the Japanese in Thailand. Francois Klotz. A French officer in an SOE-like unit, he was Peter Kemp's partner in Thailand. Pridi Phanomyong. Ruth. Sometimes also referred to by his conferred title, Liang Pradit Manuttham, he was the officially collaborative regent of Thailand and the head of the resistance in that country. Roland Wynne. Wynne served with SOE in Albania and Thailand. He won an MC in the Korean War. In Yemen and Oman. Muhammad al-Badr. He was the last imam of Yemen, and it was his government that Maclean, Amery, and Smiley helped support in the 1960s. Talib bin Ali. An insurgent military leader in Oman, he was Smiley's enemy during the assault on the Jebel Akhtar in 1958. Others. Catherine Amery. Daughter of former Prime Minister Harold Macmillan, wife of Julian Amery, and mother of four children. Simon Courtaud. A barrister by training, he accompanied Maclean on his raid to spring an Algerian dissident from jail in the 1960s. Zan Fielding. One of Smiley's closest friends, he was also an SOE officer serving in Crete and France. He later joined MI6. Peter Fleming. Older brother to Ian Fleming, author of the James Bond series of spy novels, Peter ran the D Division's deception operations in Asia. Sandy Glenn. A naval intelligence attaché to SOE, Glenn was Amery's friend and recruiter. He served in the Arctic and in the Balkans. Cynthia Kemp. Peter Kemp's second wife. She was a kind and lovely woman who enjoyed gardening. She divorced Kemp after 12 years of marriage. Patrick Paddy Lee Fermor. SOE officer and co-founder of the original Tara, he planned a mission in Crete to capture a German general with Billy Moss. Dashka Maclean. Known as the Pearl of Dubrovnik, she was Billy McLean's wife. Previously married, she had four children with her first husband. Billy Moss. Lee Fermor's right-hand man during the Crete raid. He was Maclean and Smiley's conducting officer in Cairo, and he invited them to live at Tara. Harold Perks Perkins. Head of SOE's Polish country section, he sent Peter Kemp into Poland. After the war, he joined MI6 and was involved in the 1949 Albanian operation, among others. Kim Philby. The most infamous member of the Cambridge Five spy ring, He was a long-standing mole who nearly made it to the very top of MI6.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?